Indiana lawmakers discussed a measure Tuesday that would provide Hoosiers with property tax relief. Lawmakers, government leaders, and taxpayers all agree relief is sorely needed. But Indiana Public Broadcasting's Kirsten Adair reports local government officials who oppose the bill say small units of government, including school districts, will be forced to make drastic budget cuts if the current bill becomes law.
Property taxes are the single largest source of revenue for public school districts. This proposal would provide widespread property tax credits to homeowners, reducing the amount available for schools. Under the bill, public schools stand to lose more than any other government unit, more than $1.8 billion between 2026 and 2028. Some lawmakers say schools should budget more carefully, but local officials say rising costs and the extent of these cuts would make that difficult. Denny Costarison represents the Indiana Association of School Business Officials. He says state education leaders support property tax relief, but this bill goes too far.
The estimated net revenue change for all corporations and across the state is just numbers that just boggle our minds a little bit.
He says lawmakers should find a way to replace at least some of the revenue schools will lose. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Kirsten Adair.